KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky, 71 degrees. We look for variably cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high around 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Well, Red Oak police say no injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident that occurred around 6:30 p.m. Monday in the 100 block of East Corning Street. Authorities report Lowell Hardy was driving a 1999 Buick LeSabre westbound on East Corning Street when he failed to see a large construction dumpster on the side of the street. His car hit the dumpster, pushing it about 6 feet. The impact disabled the vehicle and caused its airbags to deploy. No citations were issued. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by Red Oak Fire Department, Red Oak Rescue, and a deputy with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. In an update to our report Monday morning, the Iowa State Patrol says a third person died as the result of a crash that occurred on Interstate 29 Sunday in Harrison County, and two other people were injured. 80-year-old Rock Valley resident Richard Van Zee drove off the road across the median and hit two vehicles traveling southbound near Little Sioux. His car sideswiped one vehicle and then hit a pickup truck carrying three people from Indiana. That accident happened around 6:15 p.m. Sunday. Van Zee and 77-year-old Mary Ann Van Zee were killed in the crash. Knightstown, Indiana resident 65-year-old Elizabeth Cobbs, who was in the backseat of the pickup, also died. The driver of the pickup, 66-year-old Michael Garish, and his other passenger, 52-year-old Melinda Garish, both from Shirley, Indiana, were injured. The accident remains under investigation. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman Monday evening who has a lengthy record of being in the Montgomery County Jail. Officers arrested 48-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras of Red Oak for public intoxication. She was taken into custody at around 7:35 p.m. in the area of 1st Avenue and West 4th Street and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where Oliveras' bond was set at $300. Creston police report numerous arrests over the past few days. Friday night, 28-year-old Spencer Leitzel of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on three Union County warrants for failure to appear on the original charge of violation of a no-contact or protection order, failure to appear on an original charge of domestic abuse assault by impeding the flow of air or blood, and failure to appear on an original charge of domestic abuse assault. Leitzel was being held in the Union County Jail on $15,000 bond. Saturday evening, 52-year-old Douglas Ringenberg of Osceola was arrested in Union County for OWI third offense and eluding. Ringenberg was being held in the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. Saturday afternoon, 27-year-old William Force of Creston was arrested for violating a protection order. He was later released on his own recognizance. Also Saturday afternoon, 25-year-old Tori Force of Creston was arrested at her residence on a charge of violation of a protection order. She was released from the Adams County Jail on her own recognizance. Early Sunday morning at around 3:35 a.m., an unknown female was arrested at 403 East Town Line in Creston for providing false identification information. That woman was being held in the Adams County Jail pending a bond hearing. And Sunday afternoon, 51-year-old Joel Weeks of Creston was arrested on a charge of driving while barred. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Atlantic City Council will act on several matters pertaining to infrastructure during their meeting at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday at City Hall. A public hearing will also be held with regard to an amendment to Chapter 165 of the City's Code of Ordinances, which pertains to zoning regulations. The amendment is with regard to fencing in industrial and commercial zones. The hearing will be followed by the first reading of an ordinance pertaining to the amendment as written. There will also be a first reading on an amendment to an ordinance with regard to speed limits, especially as it pertains to Sunnyside Lane, where a 1,650 square foot stretch of the road is unregulated to near 22nd Street. The change would make the entire stretch of Sunnyside from 10th to 22nd a 25-mile-per-hour zone. In our funeral announcements, Don Culver, age 87, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. A celebration of life for Don Culver will be today at 1:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Walter Nolk, age 95, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Walter Nolk will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manning. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Charles Rohnfeldt, age 74, of Avoca, died August 26th. Celebration of life services for Charles Richard Rohnfeldt will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Bernice Waltman, age 94, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Bernice Waltman will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. Lorraine Vidane, age 99, of Sarasota, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Lorraine Vidane will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marion Henderson, age 93, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. A visitation for Marion Henderson will be held Thursday from 3:30 until 5 p.m. at the Heritage House, with a remembrance program at 4 p.m. Armstrong Funeral Home of Mount Air is handling the arrangements. Gloria Bonison, age 73, of Kimbleton, died August 29th in Omaha. A private family funeral service will be held for Gloria Bonison. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is assisting the family. And Dennis Usher, age 71, of Harlan, died Friday. Private services for Dennis Usher will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.